Fondazione Radio Magica presents The Hill of Udine, natural construction dating to about 70 million years ago. Udine, written by Eleanor Comissati, read by Rachel Hay.
Imagine a city that until the end of the 19th century was built with five circles of 10-metre-high walls, with a thickness at the base of up to 1 metre. Udine, a city similar to Merlin the Magician's, with a very high hill in the centre and a castle rising up from it. Then imagine walking around the hill, along a path of 5,255 steps, near those long, high, thick walls. Imagine moats filled with water, 47 towers, drawbridges and large arches with wooden doors for entering and exiting the walls. Then imagine keepers guarding the entrances into the city, enemies and fierce beasts in the countryside, including wolves. The first and oldest circle of walls, built around the year 1000, surrounded the castle hill, the place where the habitatores, or ancient inhabitants, settled, and which, as legend has it, were men of enormous stature. It is said that Attila, the fierce leader of the Huns, saw Roman Aquileia burning in the distance from this exact hill. In 452 AD, he is supposed to have said to his soldiers, "Build me a hill with the earth carried in your helmets, so that I can see Aquileia burning down below." And so, in just 3 days, his soldiers are said to have erected or built the hill. As you know, fairy tales belong to fantasy, but not to history. Attila's story is only a legend, but the hill has a natural origin, ancient glacial remains that have melted over time. This hill, highly appreciated by tourists, is the heart of Udine and is where the city originated. Today, it is a calm and quiet place, dominated by its imposing castle. But if you were to listen carefully, how many events it could narrate, and how many changes! Even the stones have moved. The beautiful Grimani Arch, located at the top of the ascent leading to Castle Square, was once on the plain below as one of the entrances to the city from the 16th century onwards. And the house that stands on Castle Hill, known as Casa della Contadinanza, once stood down below in another street in the centre, Via Vittorio Veneto, and was only moved to where it is now in 1931. And that grassy square where you run about, once upon a time, it was not empty, but full of houses and cottages, and this change is quite recent. Just like other objects, stones also move. You must have realised this by now. Try to be like Mary Poppins. Put everything back in place on the Hill of Udine, using just a little bit of imaginative effort.